This is the Packer and Durham Podcast, Hour 1.
All right, we've got another busy show. Good guests going on today. Wes is fired up. 844-SAY-ACCN is the phone number for this particular program. Of course, you guys on ACC Network, streaming live on the ESPN app, not to mention Sirius XM channel 371.
We got a couple of good guests today, by the way. Really
four.
Good guests.
Four of the exact.
Yeah, Kai Gillespie from Florida State will join us.
Did we touch base with her yesterday?
Yep, that was fun. So
nobody's seen that yet, but
that's right.
You'll get Kia coming up later this hour.
Weekly visit, Seth Greenberg.
Kai
Gillespie, right. Kia. Yeah. Kai Gillespie.
You know what it is? Hold on a second. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I got Kia on the brain.
The car. Oh, what happened?
Well, I mean, you keep seeing Kia commercials.
Right.
I have Kia on the brain.
All right.
I apologize.
It's all right. Seth Greenberg joins us at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Jen Hildreth makes her Packer and Durham debut.
But, now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe we had Jen even on radio. Is that right?
She may have snuck in on radio one time.
While I was in Europe?
Maybe so.
I don't, because I've never met her.
She's great.
I know you've worked with her for a trillion years.
Yeah.
And you brag about her work ethic.
She's unbelievable.
All right.
Look forward to having her. And then Lafette, Alabama's Garrison Brooks will be here at 9:30 this morning.
I'm proud of you. You got Alabama right.
I got Lafette right, too. Daggone it. And before we're done today, a tease on UNC's All Access show. We had episode 4 debut the other night. If you haven't seen it, we'll show you a little clip of that. Plus your phone calls, plus Barker Bite, plus this topic that the Lumberjacks came up with. It's actually kind of fascinating. One-man team. We'll do that. And we'll get to some other things, too. Plus, folks are still reacting a little bit to the school identity question yesterday.
I noticed that was still circulating on social media.
Yeah.
But that's what the intent was. We just kind of put some bait in the water and went and asked the fans, basically.
I think we were kind of serious in what we said. Like, we just didn't flippantly say,
No.
You're a blank school.
Right. I mean, but we said that if we are off base with our perception, we would appreciate that fans of respective schools to call in and make your case of why your school is a blank school.
Absolutely.
And I thought there was two or three that were highly debatable, and I would say based on just the reaction of the show yesterday, we were probably accurate in that department because we thought Georgia Tech, Virginia, Syracuse, and really NC State were the ones that were kind of, hey, you could go on a bunch of different angles here.
Right. 844-SAY-ACCN, by the way. And we'll open up phones. You can call us, and if you want to weigh in, and we've got some, I think we're going to show you some of the social media that that popped up yesterday.
Sure.
We had two ball games last night.
Scoring, man. We had points last night.
Yeah, we did. It was almost like an ABA game, like the Memphis Tams and the Virginia Squires were heading out.
We had people making some shots, and include Mr. War, who went off for 30.
He's 37 a lot?
7. 3-7. And 9 rebounds.
It's the most in 6 years for a Louisville player.
That's the highest scoring output for anybody this year in the ACC. He was outstanding. And Louisville needed it because second half they just kind of jumped off and see you later. I mean, that game was still very competitive first half.
Yep.
And then Louisville just started going lights out second half.
A lot of catch and shoot in this.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced the more I've watched him play this year, he's become Jordan War I'm speaking of. If you let him get his feet set, Pack, there's a real good chance it's going to find the bottom of the bucket.
Well, he's a really good player. That's no surprise there. He was even on both of our preseason, midseason, and
that's
I'm sure postseason all ACC awards.
Here's our man Darius Perry.
Yeah, he was good the other day. He's cool, man. Calm and collected.
No card classes at Louisville.
But here's the thing that I was impressed about with Louisville.
Sure.
When you are the better team and you go on the road and you have a week that you're going to stay on the road and now, hey, the target is right on you because you are in first place. You got to go take care of business. No nonsense, no excuses about officials and dog ate my homework nonsense. They took care of business. And BC came to play.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of ran out of gas. But Louisville in the second half was outstanding.
Yeah.
Really good.
By the way, the Cards finished the first half of the ACC at 9-1.
Pretty good. The one, of course, at home to Florida State.
Sure. And by the way, they have a 2-game lead in the win column on Duke and Florida State. Duke is at Syracuse this weekend. Florida State's at Virginia Tech, as you have noted on their Commonwealth Tour.
And Louisville at NC State in a really important game, really for both, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
More so for NC State.
Yep. So 9-1 is Louisville, a game ahead in the loss column of Duke and Florida
State. They're a game and a half up on Florida State, Notre Dame. Yeah. And Florida State and Duke.
Right.
Now, Notre Dame last night.
Notre Dame last night put some points on the board.
Second half, they went crazy.
Nate Leschetsky, to me, was a guy coming into the year who had finished strong a season ago at the ACC tournament. You thought, well, Leschetsky's got a real chance to be somebody. And I think he's had moments. Well, if he's had moments, last night might have been the best moment. 18 points, season high last night for Leschetsky, who had three threes. T.J. Gibbs, another big night for the Irish, had 23. John Mooney, requisite double-double. 16th double-double of the year, and Notre Dame a winner last night by 10 over Wake Forest, 90-80. Brandon Childress did all he can last night to try and help the Deacs, but Wake will go home. They get Clemson on Saturday, and Notre Dame gets Georgia Tech.
10 threes made by the Irish, so they're making a bunch
they'll
from outside.
They'll win games shooting 10 threes.
Let me tell you something. Mentioned this yesterday. There were a number of outstanding free throw shooting efforts the night before. Last night, in this particular game, Notre Dame goes 22 of 25 from the free throw line. Wake goes 17 of 21. So as we have seen so many games, so many teams this year, look like they couldn't throw it in the ocean
right
on the free throw line. The last two nights in the ACC, there have been some teams that have been dynamite from the line. And hey, second half of the season, close games.
Yep.
You're talking about beyond a critical stat. You better make some freebies. That happened last night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, congratulations to Notre Dame. The Irish now 3-6. Wake's 2-8. Part of the glob.
Oh, well, you know, for a Wake Forest perspective, just work backwards here a little bit on these two. You mentioned Wake's got Clemson Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
For Danny Manning, certainly an important year. Yeah. They've had spikes this season where you've given me the effort of the Xavier game.
Right.
Winning at Pitt. You go, wow, Wake's close. You know, they had leads in the second half of games lately on the road, weren't able to close.
Right.
Two wins, though, in the league. Clemson coming home to Winston-Salem this week. I'm not going to tell you it's a must because I don't believe in must games until it's an elimination. But for Danny Manning and Wake, that's a pretty big game for them, yep. I think.
Especially Clemson coming off Syracuse win.
Well, it just
seems, and home game period.
You know, you're going to play 20 conference games. I think Danny Manning and Wake Forest basketball was under a little heat and speculation heading into this season. Mm-hmm. Given where you are right now in the standings, starting the second half, team like Clemson comes to your place. And I know the Tigers have had a great run against the Big Four, ironically, this year on Tobacco Road. I think that's a really important game for Wake Forest.
Yeah, interesting game. Interesting game this weekend, no doubt about that. And it's, by the way, that is Saturday night, 8 o'clock on this very channel. Mike Monaco, Matt Doherty will be at the Joel Coliseum for the Deacs and the Tigers.
If my favorite barbecue joint was still open right now in Winston-Salem and not under construction, I'd be willing to make a road trip for that game.
Well, you ought to go anyway. Be a nice ride for you and Mrs. P. Go up there with Joel.
Mrs. P. would have no interest. I'd have to go.
I'm sure that folks up there take care of you to the standard you're accustomed to.
No. I don't want anything free. I'd buy my own ticket. I'd be up there with Mr. Rogers at that Louisville game. I'd be in that upper deck corner, Joel, by myself eating popcorn like Mike Young does.
Go to the upper deck in the corner.
Yeah, I don't. I got a nice scoreboard
up there now. It's
good. I know it.
Yeah, I've done some nice work.
I don't like. You know, I told you, I'm not comfortable feet on floor. I like being up there amongst the people.
By the way,
I just hope there's some people. If I go and I'm sitting in the upper deck, I hope there's some people. I might be up there by myself.
Or else Josh and Drew, our able producers, would have to find the video of, they'd have to get the producer on the phone of the game and get your picture in the upper deck eating popcorn.
If I go.
Which would be awesome.
You all right?
I think so.
You're a broadcaster, man. Come on, you got to get it together.
Yeah, we could just Photoshop it. 844-SAY-ACC, and we're going to get to the school identity thing here after the break.
Can we give Notre Dame a shout-out for their first home ACC win?
Sure. Georgia Tech got one. You might as well give Notre Dame one.
Well, I mean, Georgia Tech finally got it, beating NC State, right? And then Notre Dame took care of business last night.
right,
with a 90 spot against the Deacs. Mike Bray, from my understanding, no conversation post-game.
No,
about
sat
Notre
there,
Dame football.
Very polite most of the night.
Yep, there was no Notre Dame football conversation last night.
And the game was on the network, so I think he was good.
He got his cut. He's not out another 20K.
Yeah.
Our man Maui Mike, getting it done.
Yeah.
I think he learned his lesson on that one.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He's still one of our favorites.
Yeah. So there you go.
So congrats to the Irish. Cotter, by the way, apparently walked back to the hotel after the game.
Oh, did he? Is that
here?
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Got an update on that, did you?
I heard he's okay.
Okay.
Frostbite, no problem. He's good.
Everything was good.
Yes, sir.
Looked like they had a good group last night there at the Purcell.
It was a fun game to watch.
Yeah. Shooting threes.
By the way, we have Notepad tomorrow, don't we? Notepad's the last day of the month. We got to come up with our awards. You want to write that down in one of your special, fancy, colorful broadcasting pens.
Notepad.
Nah.
Got it right here.
Yeah. Put the highlighter on it. You tell Miss Vicky. We'll hey,
put the highlighter on
you
to make
tell
it
Vicky,
big.
Hey, hold on. I'll be right with you. I got to get my notepad
gotta
done.
Got to get the notepad
Friday show.
Done for Friday's show. That's right.
We do not compare notes.
Nope. By the way, the ACC finds itself in an interesting spot. We're going to talk about that coming up here in this hour, too.
In what ways?
Well, I think nationally.
Talking
again,
about basketball?
Yes, sir.
Men's basketball?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Nationally, there's this theory that only three teams are going to go to the
NCAA.
Well,
I'll tell you what. I am so confident that the ACC will put in more than three. I will take any bet you want on that.
I'm not making any bets because I'm with you on that. I've just noted that there's some bracketology folks.
Should we bring Josh Macri, Mr. Orange, back to see if he wants to do double or nothing?
On?
The ACC with three? Because I think it's going to be definitely more than three.
No, I think Macri's all in for more than three.
Macri thinks there's
more than three. Because his school could potentially be three, one of the three.
Well, not after the other night. But why am I on the hook for some more Woodford? I never said that only three will get in.
Well, I mean, you're the one who started the bet the other day. I didn't even care, so I'm just going to try to give you a chance to get your Woodford back. Now, if
but
you agree with me, I'm good. I mean, I'm just trying to help you out.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm going to leave this one on the table.
Okay, fair. No problem. I'm not going to pressure you into anything. I will never pressure anybody into anything.
You see, Brooks has nothing to offer this morning.
Brooks is more concerned about the
oh, no, don't do that.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not really a betting man, but if I was, I would actually take three. I think Virginia is the ACC's best chance to get four.
No, I tell you what we'll do then, Mr.
Whoa, wait
hold
a second.
Mr. Brooks,
hang on a second.
I like this. I like where you're coming from. I'll
now,
tell you what
saying,
I'll do.
You're saying that the league's only going to get four.
Now, I'm saying that I think the league gets three. I think Virginia is their best chance to get four.
I definitely want some of that.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do.
We'll let
I'm
you
not
guys
really
host.
A betting man, though, so
no,
you guys
no,
have
sure.
to explain to
we're
me how this
We're going to let y'all
goes.
Host this show one day if you get more than – they only get three.
You know, you're the type of guy that probably have $500 or $600 on them right now if we ask you how much money's in your wallet. So here's what I'm willing to do. Since your partner up there already owes me some Woodford, and I won't bring out the ice cube to melt it in the next 3 hours – I'll give a chance for you, my man, because I think the ACC is going to have more than three in the big dance. Same bet. Whatever
okay.
you want. You in?
Yeah, sure. I'm in. I'm in.
Okay.
I mean, I want the record to state that I am rooting for Virginia and I am rooting for the conference, but I will gladly drink your Woodford.
Okay, fair
wow.
enough.
Wow.
I actually want Blanton's.
Whoa.
Fair enough.
Hey.
Everything about that sounds good to me because I think the ACC is going to have more than three in the big dance.
Do you think they have more than four?
No. You said three.
I'm familiar with what I said.
I think
they have more than four?
I think they can get five.
I like the government interrogation that Brooks.
Yeah.
No, I'm familiar with what I said, Senator. I'm fine.
Yeah, I think they can get five.
I do too. I think five can be the number because remember the old fabled tale – which is actual fact more than fiction, and you know this, is at the back end of that committee, we got to put 68 in. Remember how hard it is? How many times do you hear postscript stories of the basketball committee with, it's hard to get 68 teams? Remember?
Should we clarify, do the play-in games count?
Yes.
There's 60.
They're in the tournament. The NCAA recognizes the Dayton games as the tournament.
You know, you say that as like you're an Arizona State guy. Who's experienced?
They're in the play-in game every year.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
right, so that's why I don't think it counts.
Well, I got news for you. If there are four or more ACC teams announced on Selection Sunday, I'm going to have a Woodford Reserve thanks to Josh Macri. And I'll tell you what, I'll just take the one you're going to owe me and give that to my man, Mr. Durham, over
now
here.
That
we'll,
we've got,
we'll
now
give
that we,
you cheers on
right,
the air.
All right. Danny Ocean, now that you got all the stuff set up, okay, we're going to go school identity when we come out. We're going to get to this NCAA tournament conversation.
All right.
Your wagers are now set.
I like it. I
the window has been closed on your bets.
Right. I feel good.
You're already up one this week, and here you are.
I mean, can you imagine all the bourbon and the steaks that Greenberg goes? I mean, I'm having a field day compliment to Bristol.
All right, sit tight. 844-SAY-ACC, and we're going to show you some of the reaction and get to more of your calls on what we think your school's identity is. Packer and Durham continues on ACC Network, SiriusXM 371, and the ESPN app. Good morning.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.
Much like yesterday, I'm feeling parched. 844-SAY-ACCN.
You gotta go see Otto back there in the.
Otto, by the way, I noticed I went to get a water this morning out of the refrigerator
Otto
in the garage.
Cleared it out,
no,
huh?
No, no, there's plenty of waters. The Stellas were running a little low. My man Otto back there. Who would have thought? Otto and Stellas.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. Perfect match. All right, we got stuff to get into.
We got this topic going yesterday about school identity, and we kind of rolled through every ACC school, gave you, in some cases, a declarative statement about the sport that your school most identifies with, and in some cases gave you two, maybe then a third offshoot, what have you, created a little fervor on social media with some. We heard from many of you, so we thought we would show some of these responses today. And then get some others, because I think there are some people who feel pretty passionate about this.
Sure.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
There is no right answer.
Well, for some, there's an absolute right answer.
Right. But 844-SAY-ACCN, and we're looking for your school's sports identity. For instance, Clemson, football.
Period.
Period. North Carolina, basketball. Notre Dame.
Wait, I think it's basketball, but there are some that are like, hey, whoa.
Women's soccer. Absolutely.
You morons.
Anson Dorrance has done an unbelievable job. Notre Dame. Football.
Period.
Okay. I know they've been successful. College World Series in baseball. Lacrosse and women's basketball national championship.
No. Okay. It's a football thing in South Bend.
All right. Now, let's go to the social media reaction from yesterday. Okay, because there were some doozies that got sent our way. As always, hashtag Packer and Durham, or you can tag Mark and I individually, whatever your Twitter structure is like. At the Rice Architect says, UVA is a soccer school. 7 national championships. I could go on and on with the accolades.
Well, you couldn't because you only have 140 characters, but you get it. And Virginia was one of those schools that we kicked around yesterday with multiple opportunities. Right?
They're 280.
Whatever. Lacrosse. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
men's basketball was discussed.
Baseball.
Baseball's won a national championship. Yeah. So Virginia's one of those schools where you got a fork in the road and you got to figure out which way to go.
All right. At Qual Q's on Twitter. Kevin Wall really wanted to call in to hashtag. Thank you for using the hashtag, Kevin. Really wanted to call in to Packer and Durham this morning to make my case for Syracuse being a cross-country school.
Now, that's a first. We did not have any cross-country discussion yesterday, much less any time.
Has Macri been holding back on us?
No, we asked Josh Macri, he's a Syracuse alum, yesterday when we started this whole topic, and he went lacrosse and basketball as a really tough close call. Not one time did the Syracuse alum bring up cross country.
So there you go. Next is the Atlanta voting precincts for Georgia Tech. We start with Joe E.
And people in Atlanta were stirred up with this.
Yes, they were. 3 of the biggest awards in college football, all named for Georgia Tech coaches. There's a little college football history in Atlanta.
There is.
Because we intimated, I did, that the men's golf program at Georgia Tech could be their identity. Look at all the number of players on the tour. We talked about football. We talked about the great work Bobby Crimmins did you know, recreating success in basketball at Georgia Tech.
Paul Hewitt got him the Final Four national championship.
There you go. Yeah. So now, Joe E was not the only one. Next was Rootin' Tootin', who threw this up. GT has to be golf. Home of the late, great Bobby Jones, who actually never played on the golf team at Georgia Tech because it really didn't exist. He was a student at Georgia Tech. So, NC State. Apparently we caused a little question there.
Well, we mentioned that NC State is one that's one of the fistfights to get in this conversation.
Kelly Fitzgerald, NC State's a basketball school, no question.
Two national championships.
Sure.
Norman Sloan, Jim Valvano.
Yeah.
It's been a little dry lately.
Sure. All right.
But there's no doubt when you're on Tobacco Road and you walk into NC State, whether it's at Reynolds or you walk into the new joint, you know what? You know it's a basketball
place. That's it.
I mean, you can look up and see banners of note.
Right. So, Elliot Avent's done a great job. Carlos Rodon, they went to the College World Series. I mean, you know, Sam Esposito prior to him. Unbelievable players. So, now let's jump to another sidebar for this. Twitter came in and said, my alma mater, NC State, this is Joseph Oakes, is now a women's basketball school. Now, KU did take them to a Final Four. Does Wes Moore have to win the national championship to validate that?
Well, it would certainly help. I mean, if you're going to consider yourself a fill-in-the-blank school, I do think having that on your resume helps.
Okay.
Would you not agree?
I totally agree.
No.
Now, here's the one that we talked about, and this is kind of where we'll leave it and go to the phones, at 844-SAY-ACCN. This involves Carolina. Dr. C and Mr. T, which, by the way, is a great Twitter handle. With this discussion, would UNC be a women's soccer school?
Listen,
21 national titles.
I hear you loud and clear. You cannot argue the fact that there's been greatness on the pitch with the ladies at Chapel Hill.
Right.
But as I mentioned to you, I think that if you rolled into Boise, Idaho, and asked some guy on the street and showed him the UNC logo
right.
and said, hey, here's the University of North Carolina, what's the first thing you think of? I do not believe women's soccer would be the first thing that rolls off the tongue.
No, I don't either. But when you start looking at the success of women's soccer at Carolina.
Spectacular.
Then you get, you know, certainly basketball's been good, but what Anson Dorrance has done there is amazing.
Yeah, but the question isn't what sport has won the most national championships.
I know it is.
The question is your school is identified with which sport.
Right.
And those, to me, are two different topics and two different questions.
Yeah.
With two different answers.
Yep.
I think, though, the identity of the University of North Carolina, for me, is men's basketball.
Right now, Karen Shelton's got field hockey rolling, too.
Tremendous. We got the stick behind us to prove it.
All right, 844-SAY-ACCN, if you want to help us close the window on that. But that topic got a lot more traction from it than I think you and I thought. It was some of the discussion
Speak
points were interesting. You thought it would be?
Yeah. I think there's always debates. And to me, like a team like NC State, immediately comes to the forefront because I think NC State fans, as I've pointed out,
right.
have done an incredible job to support football, mm-hmm. building up the facilities and say, yeah, we're a football school because basketball hadn't won anything.
Right.
Problem is, football hasn't won anything. And so you get into just kind of a natural debate of who are we? Yesterday we kept saying, who are you, right? And to me, there are certain schools in the league that have a tough identity problem. What I mean, you could be good
because they're good in –
You can
three
be
or four
good
things?
In, you can be good in multiple sports. I mean, who's to say NC State's on a wrestling school?
Wow, yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. They're number four in the country.
Okay. Interesting discussion.
There's certain schools that are easy. To me, Notre Dame's easy. Clemson is easy. And we talk about Miami, you know, the U. I mean, I think of the U, I think of swagger, championships, right? Let's go. It doesn't matter where we are, who we play. To me, Florida State has had great success in multiple sports.
Yeah.
But I always think of Florida State as a great football school. Even though the last couple of years have been substandard for the
We'll get to your calls, 844-SAY-ACCN. Quick reminder, by the way, next Wednesday, Pack, is the old new National Signing Day.
Day two, part two.
Jordan Cornette going to join the huddle for a signing day special with Eric McClain, EJ Manuel, and Coach Rick. They'll take you through. By the way, a special appearance by the Blue Ostrich, too. Tom Luganville.
He's an expert.
All right. Hope he wears that Captain America mask again.
Yeah, he needs to make sure not to bring the XFL stuff
in. Yeah, don't take that XFL stuff in there to the huddle.
Bring the ACC stuff.
Yeah. 5:30 Eastern time next Wednesday, right here on ACC Network and always on the ESPN app for the Huddle Signing Day special. When we come back, we're going to review the papers on teams trying to join the three at the top in the NCAA tournament. As we head to the second half of the ACC, Kevin Keats, Roy Williams, Jim Boeheim, Mike Young, Tony Bennett. What you thinking, fellas? We'll talk about that. Take your calls after this on Packer and Durham.
First up, we're going to take a quick phone call before we get to our resume building for the NCAA tournament. JM is in North Carolina and wants to partake with school identification. JM, how are you?
Good morning. Hope y'all are doing well. For the pragmatic NC State fan, and I emphasize pragmatic, it would have to be a football school based on the number of quarterbacks we have presently playing active football in the NFL. And I think we lead the country in that, quite frankly. For the sentimental NC State fan, it's a basketball school based on the history. But I'm pragmatic. We're also a damn good wrestling school. Baseball team's not bad either. And we have a great women's basketball team, especially this season.
That's it.
Yeah, that's covered up exactly that's the conversation yesterday.
Right.
I mean, I think NC State is one where if you're going to be declarative about it, you got to be careful. You got a lot of good teams and a lot of good traditions and a lot of good programs that have been built. You know, and historical figures in this league, don't ever give that a pass either. I mean, you're at the center of what is the marquee event for the ACC, and that's the men's basketball championship. The guy who coached your team created it. And there's something to be said about the history and tradition of your school as it relates to a certain sport, just like there is at others. I think in some cases, you have to separate what is trendy now with what is.
It's a big picture.
Long term, right?
Right. You know, and I don't think you can go football, even though the fan base has been incredibly supportive.
Right.
But, you know, at some point in time, resume does matter, right?
Correct.
We're getting ready to get into resumes in terms of the NCAA basketball tournament for a number of teams. But for the sake of this topic and this conversation, you know, when you have no major bowl bids or appearances, you have no national championships. You were not in the BCS title. You haven't been to the college football playoff. You haven't won an ACC championship since 1979. Despite all the quarterbacks in the NFL, it almost makes it worse in some respects where you go, wait a minute, the most important position in the sport is quarterback. You have produced at that level better than anybody in the country, and yet you haven't won squat in 40-some years. To me, it almost makes the case of why you're not a football school.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
No, exactly. And I think the two schools in this league that are fighting, you know, that last hurdle are both NC State and Carolina.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
I mean, it's almost hard to believe that it's been that long.
Right. And, but at least for North Carolina's sake, you know, the fallback is, well, our women's soccer is the greatest of all time. Our field hockey is spectacular. And, oh, yeah, we got this thing called basketball that we're pretty good in.
Sure.
You know, if you're NC State, the fallback is what? And that's the problem.
Yeah, you know, I get you.
Hey, we won two national titles.
There have been moments.
Right, there have been spikes. There hasn't been the consistent, hey, we're the best in the league at what we do.
Right.
There hasn't been any of that, quite frankly, especially football, basketball, baseball.
Mm.
There have been other sports they've had terrific success and now currently still having success.
Right.
But I just have a hard time going, we're a football school if you have the red and white of NC State on.
All right.
I mean, doesn't mean Carter Finley's not a great place to watch a game, all that stuff. Terrific. But big picture, it's not there.
All right. More thoughts and calls 844-SAY-ACCN as we move through the morning. We did talk about this going to break. There are three givens in the NCAA tournament. You can look at anybody kind of projecting the field, and you get Duke, Florida State, and Louisville, right?
No question.
I mean, no particular order, ones or twos, twos or threes, whatever the seedings are. they're in the NCAA tournament, especially as we close the first half of conference season. What we don't have is a consensus behind that. In fact, there's some that think those three are it. There's some that think four. Occasionally you see somebody with five. Rare is the person that thinks six is going to make this field.
Six is the perfect storm. I don't think the league can go higher than six.
All right. So let's start to examine who the contenders are,
right,
shall we?
Sure.
And let's start with the defending national champs. And really one of the more interesting case studies. And I'm going to ask you now, keep an open mind on this. If you're flying the flag of one of these institutions, keep an open mind on not only your team but also the others, because there's some weird stuff in the details here on this, all right? And let's start with Virginia. Cavaliers, who got the win the other night against Florida State. You see their BPI number, their projected win-loss, their strength of schedule. Strength of schedule in the games remaining. And their current win-loss against the top 50 pack.
Wes, the win against Florida State, I cannot emphasize how critical that is for Virginia. Without it, it's a big uphill climb. With it, it gives them a total fighting chance down the stretch.
So, you're looking at that and you're thinking, okay, maybe 11-9 in the ACC at the end?
Now, keep in mind, the committee does not look at any of that. I mean, what league you're in is irrelevant. Now, I know people don't buy that. I get why you don't think that's the truth. But when they look at resumes, it's purely numbers. They're not looking at, oh, well, we've got 11 teams in the Big Ten, so we can't put any more in. No, they didn't do that. We only have two in the ACC. Let's add two more. They don't play that game. It's not how it works. It's all about the resume, who you beat, quality wins, strength of schedule. Do you have terrible losses? All that comes into play.
What you thinking about Virginia there, Pat?
I think Virginia's got a shot. Now, that win against Florida State, as we talked about the day of the game, it was a humongous game.
Yep.
For Tony Bennett's guys. And coming down the stretch, they closed the deal at home, held serve. I think they've got a shot to be in it. It will not surprise me if Virginia is in.
By the way, we're hoping to have the head coach of the Cavaliers next week on this
program.
Nice.
We love having Tony Bennett on.
They are host Clemson on February 5th, then at Louisville.
Huge.
A week from Saturday.
There'll be a dog, but a chance to steal. And anytime in this league this year, the way it's playing out, if you're playing an ACC team with a number beside its name, you have a golden opportunity.
Let me give you, after the Louisville game, their last four road games. Carolina, Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, Miami. All manageable.
Well, I mean, if you're an NCAA tournament team, you can't be 0-4. That's the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. If you're an NCAA tournament team, you know what? If you can split those on the road, run with it, man.
By the way, the home games are Notre Dame, Boston College, Duke, and Louisville.
Well, again, there's a number beside your name, and they're going to have two of those at home. Don't go 0-2.
Yeah. Next on the eval, the Orange. I almost feel like we should let Josh Macri handle this.
No, because Macri, you know, he is so emotionally unstable when it comes to his team. You know, they lose two in a row, and he doesn't even want to be associated with them. They win five in a row. They're getting ready to have a parade route. Come right down.
He's looking for his Johnny Flynn Timberwolves jersey.
Right. So I don't want Macri to look at this at all.
Okay.
And in fact, he was gloom and doom after they lost to Clemson by one, thinking, oh, that's it. No, the Clemson loss, hey, disappointing to lose the game. Had a chance to close that one out.
Right.
But that did not kick you out of the NCAA tournament.
All right. What do you see here that pops off the page?
The first thing, strength of record rank at 73 is a bit high. But again, every one of these teams that we're going to throw on here has the same issue. Win. You got to win.
Let me tell you what concerns me about the Orange. The remaining games is one thing. Duke at Louisville, North Carolina at home. Remember, they've already kind of gone through the Virginia deal. They are at Florida State the day after Valentine's. Syracuse has to make some hay here. But one thing they cannot get back is they don't have a non-conference win that pops off the page. They lost by 14 to Oklahoma State, 21 to Penn State, and 14 to Iowa at home. Any of those, had you won, I think changes a good bit of where you are in this process.
Well, I think two of the three non-conference teams that you just rattled off will be in the NCAA tournament. I don't know if all three of them will be.
You're talking about Penn State and Iowa?
Yeah.
Not sure about Oklahoma
State? We'll
see. Okay.
But the point of it is, it was an L for Syracuse.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Their losses, if you look at their losses, they're pretty good. I mean, Virginia, opening night.
There's no shame in losing to Iowa and Penn State.
Or Oklahoma State. I mean, they're not bad. Then you lose Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. You avenge both those games. So, see, I don't have an issue when you avenge the game. It kind of counters it.
More importantly, they have a handful against teams with a number beside their name.
Yes,
that's
they do.
That's where Cuse is either going to be in or out. You just cannot go over and expect to be in.
They do see Duke, Florida State, and Louisville in the second half pack.
That's what I'm saying.
Josh?
And I wouldn't look upon that as a negative. That, to me, is a golden opportunity for the glob.
Josh, would you tell me you feel good, indifferent, or pessimistic about your team?
C.
C. Yeah.
I know. I mean, he didn't even have to open his mouth.
Yeah, everything changed on Tuesday night. Everything changed.
Oh, come on. Come on. You can't be selling it off that fast. Yeah. You won five straight.
I sold it off on Thanksgiving, Wes.
I know, but then they brought me back.
They pulled me back in, and then they let me down on Tuesday.
You know, all because of a Woodford reserve.
Can I just say
the scoop jersey was in the bag?
You put the wrong jersey in the bag. Should have gone Johnny Flynn.
Yeah. Actually, when I bought it, it was a Paul Harris jersey.
Wouldn't you love just to see Jim Boeheim at a post game press conference after a tough loss go, you know what? Our kids played great. We did this. We did that. We had a great preparation. But really, the key to this season turnaround is Josh Macri putting that scoop jersey in his bag when we were up 10. Our whole mojo went south as soon as our boy Macri on Packer and Durham put the jersey in the backpack. We're up 10 thinking the game was over. Season went just like that.
All right. Quick run here on these, Pack. Virginia Tech is next. BPI ranked this morning of 58. Projected wins, 19. Strength of schedule, strength of record rank, 45. The remaining rank is not great. And you see the 3-5 number, which is a good number. The 3 is an excellent number. But I don't know here.
Well, the Michigan State win is going to get bigger and bigger.
It is. It went from being 2 weeks after it happened to now being a much better win, which is fascinating to me. But there you go. They are.
The remaining schedule, though, Wes, all of these teams have, again, the same issue. Can you get enough quality wins between now and Selection Sunday to sway the jury?
Well,
that's the deal.
Start with Florida State. They get Virginia again. They get Louisville. They get Duke. Duke and Louisville on the road.
Play hard.
Yep. So there's the bracket on the Hokies.
Let's that Florida State game this weekend. Much like Louisville, NC State, because I know the Wolfpack's on this list too.
Right.
These are golden chances.
Speaking of the Wolfpack,
here you go. Yep. Right here.
Projected at 19. Notice how many teams are projected at 19 wins. 62nd so far. Look at the remaining rank. There in front of you, State.
You know what else this is setting up to be, Wes, unless somebody breaks through the glob?
What's that?
It's going to set up for the ACC tournament in Greensboro where the glob teams, somebody's going to have to win two or three.
Yep.
And you're not going to get credit for the first two wins either because you're playing fellow globbers, right? Eventually, you've got to win two or three to get in position play somebody of note.
That's right.
But that's why the tournament, the early games in the tournament in Greensboro are going to be critical.
Louisville at home on Saturday. Duke at home on the 19th. Florida State at home on the 22nd. Congratulations, NC State. You get all three of them at home.
And that there's not a problem with that because you rather have those guys on your schedule in the second half as opposed to, hey, we got it easy,
right,
but yet we're still in the middle of the glob. You all don't want to be in that position.
All right, two left here quick. Clemson will start with BPI ranked this morning of 73. Projected win total 500, three wins already. Strength of schedule remaining 49.
Well, as we said yesterday, Brad Brunell in the last 2.5 weeks has beaten Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, and Jim Boeheim. Mm. There's a couple ugly numbers on that list, though. The good news is the 3 in the win column versus the BPI top 50. Clemson's got to go on a run, Wes.
Has Louisville at home? has Virginia on the road, and has Florida State at home remaining.
You know, that tells me they have to at least go 2-1 in that group and have a run in the tournament.
And here's the team that everybody's trying to sort out.
Well, this is the mystery team right now because, number one, does Cole Anthony reappear? That's
correct.
Number one. Number two, they're playing with momentum for the first time, it seems like, in months.
Yep.
Number three, there's going to be plenty of games moving forward. They've got the toughest second half of the schedule
in
the league.
Look at the strength of schedule remaining.
And that is why you can't put dirt on the grave in Chapel Hill, because North Carolina, number one, playing with the most confidence they've had in a long time, mm-hmm. and they're going to have multiple opportunities to sway the jury, and they've got Bama and Oregon in their back pocket as wins already.
By the way, Duke twice, a home game with Virginia, road game at Louisville, road game at Florida State.
That's a lot. That's a handful
of great
opportunities.
That's how you get to 14.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know, none of these teams can afford to be 1-4, 1-3. Hey, you know, when you're sitting there on the outside of the bubble in the glob, if you're going to play yourself in the tournament, somebody's got to get hot.
There you go.
And that's what's going to be fun to watch.
All right, we'll get to your calls and more on this later in the show. When we come back, Florida State tonight challenges Notre Dame, right? We're going to visit with Kai Gillespie. She'll join Packer and Durham when we continue on ACC Network, the ESPN app, and, of course, our friends at SiriusXM 371. There's Kai.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Packer and Durham, Hounds, everybody. 844-SAY-ACCN. You guys ready on ACC Network. Of course, streaming live on that ESPN app, not to mention SiriusXM 371. Kai Gillespie joins us, and I tell you what, Florida State right now chasing Louisville and NC State. But Kaya, man, it's got to be fun. Team scoring 75 points a game, getting up down the floor. You got to love playing that way.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. Going fast and putting the ball in the hoop. That's all we want to do.
This league has now gotten some real notoriety nationally. I mean, everybody knew there were some good teams in this league, but the fight for the top seems to be really real. What's the season been like from a conference perspective, Kaya?
It's just knowing that every night is going to be a tough game. We've dropped a couple thus far in conference, but now we know, like, every game, every team is going to give us their best. And every team in the ACC is competing to be in that top four spot. And every team is playing their best basketball at this point. So it's been exciting every night, and we've been really locking into the scout. But in the ACC, every team is showing why they deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. So it's just very exciting.
From a personal standpoint, you're eighth in scoring in the league, fifth in rebounding, fifth in field goal percentage. What's the weakness? What are you working on?
Right now, I'm just, you know, trying to get my outside shot more consistent. You know, working on finding my teammates out the double teams because, you know, teams are kind of zoning on that and focusing on me. And also just trying to get myself to the free throw line better, you know, getting myself to get easier baskets and also working on my percentage from the free throw line. So that's all that's been a main focus for me.
All right, we got some clips rolling here. You're catching the ball at the block, scoring over either shoulder. Then all of a sudden we ran one clip here where you're out at the front beyond the three-point line. I mean, how much have you been working on the three?
Every day my coach challenges me. I got to get about 150 makes every day, 150 to 200 makes every day before or after practice. So that's kind of been my main focus going into the season thus far. Right after this, I'm back on the court, going to get some makes up. So, you know, that's just what I'm focused on.
All right, are you trying to expand your game to make you a tougher guard? I mean, is that the reason you want to go to distance to shoot it? I mean, I know how good you are, you know, 15 feet in all the way around, but is there something about stepping out behind that line that, you know, gives opponents something else to think about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it makes it just harder for me to guard. I mean, they got to focus on me on the three-point line. And even when, you know, I set ball screens, opponents can't just leave me on the three-point line. And then I have such good guards coming off that ball screen is that they have to focus on them too, going downhill at the basket, or focus on Nikki Akamu's mid-range game, or focusing on Najee Wolfe going full speed down into the paint for a layup. So if they got to focus on me in the three and they got to focus on a pull-up jumper or a drive to the basket, it becomes really, really hard for opponents to defend us.
We know that you love watching pro basketball, whether it be the men or the women. Give me two or three things that you've seen, whether it be the women's game or the NBA game, that you say, you know what, I can incorporate that with what I'm doing right now in Florida State.
From the men's game, I'm a huge fan of Carmelo. So all that mid-range stuff, you know, the jab fake, the turnarounds, same with a little bit of LeBron, all that finesse kind of stuff is what I like. As for, like, to step out and be able to shoot, I like Emma Misabin from the Washington Mystics. Her game is just amazing, and, like, that's somebody I watched through the whole finals and was like, wow. That's somebody who I really like to model my game, like, on a professional level. And then I also like Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's a big center who's got triple-doubles, who can pass, who can shoot and dribble. And those are people I just like to model my game after because, you know, it's really hard. It's really tough and hard to guard them because they can score from all three levels on the court.
You know, it's been interesting to watch younger people this week react to the horrific news of Kobe Bryant. What kind of impact did he have on you in terms of your game, the way you handle yourself? You tell me on this one.
I think the thing I admired most about Kobe was a lot of people thought he was arrogant, but the difference was it was confidence. And I think that gets misunderstood to a lot of people who don't, you know, perfect their craft like he did. And that's something I respected so much about him, and that's something that I like to see in myself. A lot of people is like, don't understand the difference between cocky and confidence, and there's a very thin line, but I'm walking the line of confidence, I like to think. And when you put in the work, like I said, I take a lot of shots. I've practiced a lot, and the shots that I take in the game are the shots that I'm practicing. So every time I shoot, I feel like it's going in. And even if the opponents don't, or if other people don't, it doesn't matter because I know I put the work in. And that's something that I really admired about Kobe. And that's something that even though he's gone, like, I'm still going to make sure that's an important part of my game, and you know, just knowing that since I put the work in, that I deserve, you know, to have a shot.
Hey, Kyle, when you watch other players, and Pac brings up an interesting question here. You watch other players, like you watch other players in the ACC, and seemingly, you know, Montpreier, obviously at Miami, has been hurt, hasn't maybe played as much as she wants to. Kanane at NC State's been fantastic. You watch other players in this league. I mean, this is a really good league for post players or big players, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I'm not playing, I think I had about one off week, a little bye week, and we had a Sunday off, and I about to watch like 10 games, and it was like great, you know, even though I love playing too. But, like, I watch everybody, and I study everybody, and, you know, I know all the players, you know, on every team, who their best players are, and even their role players, and what they do, what they can't do, or what they're working on. And, like, I know all that, you know, even from being a competitor and just loving the game of basketball.
What does this team have to do to catch Louisville and or NC State?
I think we just got to focus on ourselves. I mean, worrying about them and what they do, you know, they're going to perform every night either way. And us worried about them is going to, you know, slow our progress down and, you know, stop where we need to go. And we just got to focus on what we need to do. We got to continue to win games. We can't look at what they're doing. We just, you know, hoping that, you know, they have the best season of their life, and we're going to try to have the best season of our life and just focus on ourselves.
This is a big stretch here now. Boston College at home, then at Pittsburgh, Louisville ahead on the schedule, Duke. But I know you can't afford to look ahead, right? Coach Summer, I won't let you do that for starters, I'm sure.
She sure won't, especially, you know, after, you know, the whole Kobe thing. She's just like, man, focus on the here and the now. Like, you know, we got to get better today, and we can't look at what's ahead of us. You know, we got practice today, and that's what I'm focused on. You know, getting shots after this, that's what I'm looking forward to. We got a game tomorrow, a great BC team that's going to give us their best. So, you know, that's just all we're looking forward to, just getting better every day and just enjoying the moment.
All right, now we've had some fun with your men's basketball team down there in Tallahassee, and they're off to a great start despite the loss to Virginia this week. But we ask every student-athlete that comes on the show, what is the hardest class that you've had at Florida State?
I think I took like a like a sociology class. You know, people are really interesting, and they are hard to understand, man. So if I spend all my time trying to understand people, I don't know if I could do it. So I just let people be themselves, you know?
You know what? So. In the big picture, let me tell you something. That is a very smart answer because, like you said, even with your team, you can't worry about Louisville. You can't worry about NC State. We got to take care of us. We take care of us. We can do something about it. And the whole deal with people watching and all that stuff, and you know what? Just take care of your own business, and it's going to be just okay.
God, that's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, y'all got to live y'all lives. I got to live mine. Can't be worried about what y'all doing. I can't be out here, you know, worried about other teams, and I'm out here stinking it up. So, you know, I'm focused on us and me and my mission. So,
No more sociology then, huh?
No more. I got people wrapped around my little finger.
There you go. Well, listen, keep on rocking. You're doing a great job.
I got you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great visit with Kai Gillespie.
She's cool, man. I like her.
Yeah. You know who else is cool?
No.
Seth Greenberg.
Oh, Greenberg. He owes me a steak.
Oh, my gosh. When we come back, Coach Greenberg will join us. His weekly visit with Packer in Durham, live from the inner sanctum of the Greenberg Estates. We'll do that. Hour two of Packer and Durham's on the way next on ACC Network, Sirius XM 371, and, of course, the ESPN app.